Praised be Jesus and Mary. Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. On this day, 76 years ago, in 1942, Pope Pius XII, Venerable Pius XII, consecrated the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And since then, that consecration of the world has been repeated by different pontiffs. And we know that this consecration is a response to the will of God Himself, who told us that through the apparitions of Our Lady and Fatima, who told us that he wants to establish in the world a devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart precisely to save as many souls as possible, to save those souls who are perishing, those souls who are losing their salvation. So we know that all those who embrace this devotion will be saved. When our Lord says, strive to enter through the narrow gate, in this sense, we can say that he's inviting us to embrace this devotion, embraced by perhaps few people, but for those who do embrace it, it becomes a way of salvation, because it's not a question of being strong enough, really, to get into the kingdom of heaven. Our Lord says, many will try, but will not be strong enough. It's not a question of impressing God with anything of our own, of somehow convincing God, or coercing God to allow us to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's a question of, we can say, having the key. Because once the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, no one can be let in unless he is let in. And that key, of course, is fidelity to the will of God. And devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart is an assurance that we do God's will. Do whatever He tells you, Our Lady says to us. That's the one desire of her heart. It opens to us the kingdom of heaven, this obedience to God's will with the help of Our Lady. And it also makes our Lord recognize us, because it's not also a question of just being strong enough, but also a question of being recognized by our Lord. Who are you? Why do you want to come in here? What are you? Where are you from? And we can be recognized by our Lord if we enter into His family, so to speak, if we accept His mother as our own, then He will recognize us as fellow children of Mary, as His true brothers and sisters. And our Lord, when He told us that unless we become like little children, we shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven, had a specific kind of childhood in mind, had a specific mother in mind, His own mother, which He revealed to us from the cross, behold your mother, when he spoke to John and pointed out Mary as the mother that he was to accept, to honor, and to love. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Let's be faithful in accepting Our Lady as our mother and living a life of spiritual childhood of Mary, which opens for us the kingdom of God, which gives us the key that unlocks the kingdom of God, which makes us faithful to God's will, and makes us recognizable in His eyes as faithful children of His, faithful children of Mary. Praised be Jesus and Mary.